Now, a quick question. Are you happy with your internet speeds at home? It's the question that Jenny, many, many years ago, almost kind of kicked off the NBN, that sort of national broadband network that's aimed at providing fast, reliable internet around Australia. Of course, two governments and more than a few iterations later, and the NBN that's being delivered isn't exactly what was first promised. But is that a problem? Now, according to the NBN chief executive, Bill Morrow, people aren't that worried about the speed of their internet connections. Quizzed by the Courier Mail newspaper about the possibility of offering speeds of up to 1 gigabit per second, significantly more than anyone at home is getting now, Morrow said that people weren't even taking advantage of the higher speeds already on offer, adding, and I'll quote, "Even if we offered it for free, we see the evidence around the world that they wouldn't use it anyway." Now, internet service provider MyRepublic isn't so sure about these statements and is going as far as to call, and once again, I'll quote, bullshit on what Bill Morrow has said. Nicholas Demos is the MD of MyRepublic. He joins me on the phone. Good morning, Nicholas.
Morning.
Now, why are we calling what I might politely term now bulldust on Bill Morrow's statements?
Well, I'd like you to ask any of your listeners who doesn't want faster internet speed. Even our Kiwi friends now offer 1 gig in New Zealand.
So you think that it is just all about the speed, not about reliability, not about just knowing that when it rains, the copper's not going to get wet and suddenly turn off. You think it really is that pitch for the fatter, faster pipe?
Well, once upon a time, it used to be about data. You know, how much data can they get? And really, these days, everyone just takes unlimited data. The talk is now about speed. And so, yeah, I certainly believe that everyone wants faster speed. And in where we operate in Singapore, the slowest speed we do offer is 1 gig. In New Zealand now, as I said 3 months ago, we launched a 1 gig product, and 40% of our orders now for the 1 gig product. Who doesn't want faster internet?
Well, so here's some interesting research from Finder that they came out with last year. And they said that 13% of people haven't even bothered to check if their home is connected to the NBN. 7% don't know how to check when their phone's going to, or their home might be connected. And 10% of Aussies live in an NBN-ready home but haven't bothered activating the service.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty norm. You know, when you've got a service and you're happy with it, you don't actually look to change. It's like a home loan. You know, you don't look to change it. But, you know, but what I'll tell you is in Australia, we'll be launching a Gigatown in the coming month so people can see what a gig download speeds will give you.
What do you think people want to do with these fast speeds?
Well, what it's about these days, it's about the smart home. You know, in the past, we had one or two, you know, up to 10 devices. But in future, you're going to have over 100 devices in the home, you know, using the internet. And that's why the speed is so important and the bandwidth that you get in future.
So let's imagine that people do want that. Now, I'm kind of inclined to agree with you that smart home could push a few things. I just think Australia is very, very far behind on it at the moment. Is the NBN that's being delivered in any way ready for the speeds you're talking about?
Yeah, well, as Bill did quote, that there's 1.5 million homes now in Australia that can actually have 1 gig download speeds. But the reason why there's no product out in the marketplace in Australia is just the pricing model is all wrong. You know, for a mass market, we can't actually supply that to the mass market just yet. But as I said to you, we'll be doing an example of it as Gigatown so people can see what they can do.
What's Gigatown?
So what Gigatown is, we'll be launching that on our website in the coming weeks, is we'll choose one town in Australia where we'll provide 1 gig download services.
Wow. Wow. How are you going to pick this town?
those details will be coming out in the next couple of weeks, yeah. But we'll be choosing one town. People can come to our website now and give their details to register for it. And, yeah, we'll be choosing one town where people can see what 1 gig services actually bring for you. And the key for me is it's not just for consumer, it's for small business. You know, large enterprise and big-sized businesses, they're able to get fast internet through their own private deals. But small business is the key to Australia, and they're the ones that need this fast internet service.
Mm. Now, you mentioned New Zealand and Singapore before. They're physically small countries. It's got to be easier to put the infrastructure for these high speeds in there. Doesn't Australia kind of have that tyranny of distance size issue a little bit?
That one always comes up. I mean, it is a good comment, and that's one that's always thrown around. And I disagree with that, yeah? If you just look where the mass population is for Australia, it's still high density in where, you know, where we are located, the main population. So I don't hate that argument. As I said to you, there's more. 1.5 million homes can get the 1 gig speed now. It's just the pricing model in Australia is wrong.
Nicholas, I think we're going to talk again when Gigatown comes out. I want to see exactly how this actually changes the lives of an Aussie town. Thanks for chatting this morning.
You're welcome. I'd just like you to ask any of your listeners, who doesn't want faster internet?
Go on then. Answer, Nicholas. If you don't want, tell me on @2SER, give us a tweet. Let us know if you're happy with your internet speeds, if you want faster, and if you think that 1 gigabit would make a difference. I'll let Nicholas know afterwards. Mate, have a great day.
Thank you.